Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God. Hope it can be a blessing to your heart today on the broadcast. Appreciate every listener this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in today, praying that God might meet the need of your life today as we open the Word of God and have some songs. Just hoping to be a blessing to your heart this morning, and just a joy to be back on Sunday morning before the microphone again, and invite you to church today. Be in church. Important you go to church. You say, well, I'm not a Christian. Well, it's more important you go to church if you're not a Christian, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then, of course, if you are a Christian, your responsibility is there. Be in the house of God, to church. Amen. Jesus died for the church, gave himself for the church, loves the church, sent letters to it, called people's names in the church. And he's interested in you today. I trust you will make your plans to be here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. At 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 10:45 for worship service, 6 o'clock in the evening for the time. Of course, a revival beginning tonight in the service at 6 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Brother Gary Munson be there tonight and throughout the week with us in revival. You come. I got a special invitation to be in the meeting with us this week, and trust that God will send revival to us. Amen. And so you come, and we'd enjoy meeting you. If you don't, if you've never met us, we'd like to meet you and tell us you're listening to the broadcast, and we appreciate that so much this morning. All right. Joy to be saved today. I'm glad the Lord's still saving sinners. Every once in a while, one gets in, and Jesus still reaching out, convicting hearts of sin, and bringing them to himself. Amen. He got the same burden he used to have. He stood and looked out over Jerusalem, said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, how oft I gathered you together as a hen doth her chicks, but you would not. He's got the same burden and love for the world today that he had in those days too. So you come and hear the Word of God today. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor here, and you'll enjoy the preaching of the Word of God. You'll come today and be in the services with us. All right. We're going to have prayer and pray for your needs today. I know you've got things on your heart this morning that needs a prayer, and carry them before the Lord and ask God to intervene in the things that you're concerned about today. And especially if you're lost this morning, I trust that you'll turn your heart to the Savior and find peace that only God can give you through Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's pray. Father, as we bow in your presence today, God, I want to thank you for this privilege to have to come before the microphone again today and try to be a blessing to those hearts that are listening this morning. Try to be the means of pointing some precious soul to the Savior today, that they might be saved before it's too late. Bless every need, each request, Lord, that's out there in Radio Land this morning. I pray, God, for each one, that you would intervene in their lives today according to your power in their lives. As they look to you, Father, by faith and confessing sins and requesting needs, I pray, God, you'd move in every heart, accomplish your perfect will in everything that's done. Bless the church services today where your men's preaching the Word of God. I pray your blessings upon them this morning. Have your will and way. And all that you do, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope we'll be a blessing to you today. So you listen as they sing. Today. Hope you enjoyed that song this morning. Hope that was a blessing to you today. Going to have one more now before we go into the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 11 today. And you listen to the words of the song now as they sing.
So many souls have tested Him throughout the course of time.
Many still reach out to Him with broken hearts and minds.
And every one of them will say,
without exception, salvation that they find, that Jesus never fails.
Even in the days of old, he brought his people through.
And then he came to show his love, and he died for me and you.
And he rose again to prove
that every story had been true,
that Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan, you cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails.
Sometimes this world brings trouble I find so hard to bear.
I know I could not make it without Jesus being there.
So encouraging to know,
however deep we're in despair,
that Jesus never fails.
So what do I do to prove to you? Tell me, how can you deny?
No untold facts, no mysteries, it's all so cut and dry.
I'll be the witness stand of your life.
I'll be the first testify
that Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan, you cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails.
I know
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. You might as well get thee behind me, Satan, you cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails.
Because
Jesus never fails.
Amen. Amen. Glad he doesn't. Amen. Thank God for that. Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, very familiar passage of Scripture. And try to bring what's on our hearts this morning. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, at which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated. Verse 7 says, by faith Noah, warned of God things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. By faith Abraham, verse 8, when he was called to go out to a place where he should after receiving her, he obeyed, went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith. And all the way through the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, he speaks about faith. God's people operates by faith. In verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob. Verse 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, in verse 23, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. And then By faith, in verse 30, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed when she had received the spies with peace. And many heroes of faith are found there in verses 32 through verses 40. My friend, it's all been by faith. Amen. And that's what I want to try to preach on for just a little while this morning is faith. When faith ends in sight. What we operate with today is faith. We don't operate by sight. Although many times we try to do that, we are affected by sight, but we need to live and walk by faith. And amen. That's a good message for everybody that's listening, and even me this morning that's preaching of the Word of God. Faith is substance. Amen. Faith is substance. Now, there's a lot of people says they don't believe in anything that they can't see. Well, faith is substance. The Bible said that very clearly here. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, there is substance and there's evidence in faith. That faith, of course, is that which is substance is that which is has foundation. It's firm and it's got actual existence. That's what substance is. Let me say that again. What faith is substance, and substance is that which has foundation. Amen. That which is firm. That which has actual existence, and that's what the Bible is telling us this morning, that faith has actual existence. It's got substance. Amen. And that faith is evidence. The Bible said, of course, evidence is proof. And when you find evidence, there's proof. And if faith was not real, why would Satan try to destroy it? And so faith is real today in the hearts of his children. You can, you're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so you take faith away from the child of God, he has nothing. And so we operate by faith, we live by faith, we die by faith. And because faith is substance and faith is evidence, it's been proven there is a God. It's been proven what God does. And so we find that faith is given by Christ. The author of the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And of course, the author is one, is a person that commences, and that which anything begins to be, the active cause of things. And that's what faith is this morning. And so he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down the right hand of God. And so faith this morning is real in the hearts of those that are saved. And if you ever get saved by God's grace, you'll have to have faith in God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to have faith to believe in God. And he rewards that faith with substance. Amen. It's something that's real, and he'll give you heaven this morning if you'll just get born into the family of God. So faith's walk is found there, of course, in Genesis chapter 5. By faith Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. And so he walked with God and was not because God took him. Enoch depend upon? He depended upon God by faith, and he walked with God. And by that faith, God translated him. There is the act of a reality of faith this morning. And so there's people that walks with God. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, the generations of Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. How did he walk with God? By faith. Amen. He walked with God. He didn't get behind nor ahead, but he walked with God. God gave direction, leadership in his life, and it was a time of great fellowship with his God. Amen. You talk about fellowship with God when Adam walked with God there in the cool of the day, and Adam and Eve there in the garden, there was a time of great fellowship. communion, and that's what a blessing it was. So you find that faith's walk is found in his people when they walked with God. And Noah was a just man. The Bible said a man that was perfect in his generations, and he walked with God. He was righteous in conduct and character. There was things and of course Noah's life, he walked with God. Man, of course, today is not used to walking with God, but the Bible said he was perfect in his generation. He was upright. That's what that word means. He was complete. He was innocent. He was entirely in accord with truth. And you walk with the truth of God. If you want to walk by faith, you'll have to walk by the Word of God. Amen. That's the book we go by, and that book is tied in with faith. And that substance, that evidence is there. Brother, we've got something to walk with today. We don't have to wonder in this world this morning and wonder what we're going to do when this life is over. There's something you can put your faith in, and that's God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find that faith has got to walk, and then we find faith has got to work. Amen. There's a work to faith. Faith will put you to work. Amen. You don't work to obtain a salvation, but your faith, of course, produces a work in your life. In Genesis chapter 11 and verse 7, the Noah prepared an ark. Amen. He had a genuine faith, and that faith was shown by his works. He believed God. Amen. How do you think Noah operated? Because he'd never rained. There'd never been a thunderstorm, a cloud. My friend, there was no rain. The mist came up from the earth and watered it. But God told him, there's going to come a rain, a flood's going to come, and you're going to have to build an ark. For 120 years he labored and built. Why? He did that by faith, because he simply believed God. They made fun of him. They mocked at him. They made mockery at what he was doing. But my friend, when the rain began to come, and the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the water began to rise, there was something to his faith. Amen. Then his faith that had produced the works in his life paid off. And brother, faith does produce works. Amen. It does produce works. And so the Bible said, listen, Abraham had a call to faith there in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. He, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should actually receive an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. He walked by faith, had a call to faith. Amen. He started a journey there in verses 9 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. Listen, if you're walking by faith today, you're sojourning in this place. There is no roots down here, where our home is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior. Amen. So Abraham started a journey because of his call to faith. And so his faith produced the works in his life also, and evidenced by what he was doing for his Lord. He wasn't working to get there. He was working because he was going there. Amen. So we find that, listen, the faith of Christ is given unto us by faith in him. And so there's faith's walk and God, and then there's faith's work, and then there's faith's worship. Amen. Well, there's a worship to faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 22 tells us about the worship of faith. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, there's something today real in this thing. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. And there was a worship. It started with Abel in verse 4, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. And then, of course, Jacob in Genesis chapter 48. He said, bury me not in Egypt. And so there's the worship. And by faith we worship the Lord. And so there's the worship that we have by faith. Amen. The Bible said in verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was alive, had blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. He worshiped. There's faith worship this morning. And so we worship. Faith purifies the heart. And brother, God sees that heart today. The Bible said in Acts chapter 15 in verse 9, purifying their hearts by faith. Amen. And so we find there is a faith that produces worship. I've never seen anybody get saved by God's grace and not want to worship God. And brother, to get together with God's people and the house of God to worship the Lord, there's something about faith that produces worship. And when faith that looks at the Savior, as we look at Him today, realizing everything we have, everything we are, everything we hope to be, is based upon the Lord Jesus and our faith in Him this morning. And one day, praise God, our faith is going to end in sight. We're going home to glory at one of these days, not because we worked for God, but because we put our faith in Him and we believe that He was and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so one day that faith germinated in our hearts and produced our works. And brother, since we've been saved, trying to live for God. Don't tell me you got faith and you never live for the Lord. My friend, don't tell me you got faith and never do anything for the Lord. It produces works. And James said, show me your faith by your works. Amen. That's what we're working for today, because of our faith. I'm not working to get to heaven, but I'm working going to heaven on my way, praise God, because of my faith and not by my works. But I'm glad today it's got joy to be saved by faith this morning. It's all by faith. It's not by water. It's by faith. Amen. And it's not by works. It's by faith. And faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're sanctified by faith in His blood this morning. We're set apart for the glory of God. And we're going home one of these days. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Faith's got an end to it. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 40, faith having provided some better thing for us, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. There's an end to this thing. Amen. We're going home one of these days. And so God in His grace has given us glory. And one day we're going home. Amen. We're going home to heaven. Amen. Faith's got a better end to it. It's got a better life. It's got a better home. It's got a better marriage. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's all by faith. Amen. Don't tell me it's by work. Don't you tell me it's by water. Praise God. It's by faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If it was any other way, anybody could get in. But you've got to exercise faith in God. You've got to believe that He is and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so, my friend, let me ask you a question this morning. Have you put your faith in the Lord Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you and committed your life to Him? Brother, you need to do that today. If you don't have faith in God, believe God. Amen. Now, you've got to believe the Bible. If you come to God, you've got to believe what the Word of God says, because the Word of God gives you the plan of salvation, repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And it's all by the divine, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. He gives us faith, and because we believe in the Word of God. Have no problems believing the Bible. Amen. Have no problems believing what the Bible says. From Genesis to Revelation, the first verse to the last verse. When God said, amen, I believe every word in between those pages. Amen. Because of my faith in God. One day, hallelujah, our faith is going to end in sight. We're going home, and we're going home to a better place. Thank God where the Lord Jesus is. He made a promise when He went away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so we're going home one of these days. God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.